Earth DNA pulls, genetic memory, ancient spirit, sky, father sky, the magic valley, earth, mother earth, childhood distances, hard to remember what was never to be forgotten, never to be forgotten, predators stalk all living things, the death mask feeds on living essence, feelings become fugitives, emotions are cold alibis. When hurt can't hurt anymore, raged ones rise. Feeding the beast, all aggression is justified, and the beast grows. Flow of thought, harnessed into mindsets, a damning, diseased spirits. Cannibals and vampires feast, mining minds in civilized ritual. The religion of business and machine. Pay homage to technologic gods. At material altars, the mass prays a prayer of need and wanting more. Earth DNA pulls, genetic memory, ancient spirit, sky, father sky, the magic valley, earth, mother earth, what was never to be forgotten, children of earth. What we see affects our realities. What is always to be remembered? The beast needs us to believe. Always to be remembered. Free our minds. Free the reality.
Look back over the years of my life, and I talk about my generation as the autistic generation. My generation never heard the voice of the trees, or the voice of the river, or the voice of the mountains. We saw flowers, we enjoyed the seacoast, we went to the mountains for recreation and so forth, we skied and all that, but we never really heard the voices. My generation is autistic. Autistic. An autistic person is someone that is locked into themselves. You see children sometimes, an autistic child. It's not that they can't speak physically, it's not that they're not intelligent, but they're locked into themselves in such a way that they can't get out, they can't speak, and nobody else can get in. And so we have that situation where humans in my generation, I suggest, has been an autistic generation.
Systems won't teach you. Your scientists will not document it. Your planet is at war. A way of life sustained by mechanized resource pillaging is killing you and everything around you. The machine culture is killing you. You do not believe it is real because you have been indoctrinated.
When societies get into trouble, an unconscious response seems to be they search back through their own history to find a model that they can revivify or revitalize. The strongest example in our own history was when the medieval world broke apart and didn't make any sense anymore. The new middle class went back to classicism, to the Greeks and the Romans, to Roman law, Greek philosophy, and Greco-Roman architecture and mechanics and that sort of thing, and created classicism. Classicism was invented in the 14th century. But our problems are deeper than this. We can't go back to ancient Rome or ancient Egypt or something like that and expect to have real answers.
The voices said, Antichrist is anti-life. Greed, death's agents taking command. Society conditioned in death. Death to the air. Death to the water. Death to the future. Death in the mind. The voices said, people strung out in confusion, dancing at ends of industrial wires, reactionary lives, reactionary minds, forgetting who we are, disguising servitude, fooling ourselves in lies of freedom. The voices said, industrial needs, human beings don't really matter. Their labor does. Energy consumed. Submission in many forms is submission not recognized. Material prisons, racial prisons, sexual prisons, chemical prisons, system prisons, angry prisons, slamming cell doors shut in human minds. The voices said, we are Earth's children. The people must stand strong. Our will is our life. Man respect woman, brother help sister, young help old, relative help relative, nation help nation. The voices said, entering and leaving, we gather strength. When we know power, we are power. When we know peace, we are peace. When we know the time, we are the time.
We have to go back further to prehistory, to this archaic state. And there, in partnership, in genderless, self-organizing society, we begin to see the kinds of models that we have to somehow recreate in the modern world. Obviously, we can't in the modern world become mushroom-eating nomadic pastoralists, but we can study that approach to reality to try and learn from it how you live in equilibrium. That's the key thing that the archaic world knew that we don't know. How do you live in equilibrium so that your children may live in equilibrium? Because otherwise you get a cycle started that's going to shove somebody over the cliff.
Oh yes, there's just one thing more. Extinction howls outside the door. And no matter what they say, it's a hell of a price to pay for security. And when you see species tumbling down, ask yourself what's real, estate agent or gene pool. Blade poised at Earth Mother's throat, a nuclear umbrella shields my soul. Yellow cake, Bob Hawke got my vote. Uranium mines pay wage or dole to be or not to be. The final choice extinction. Raise your voice. Ever since they heard the news, sisters and brothers sing the blues. Share despair, fear and sorrow, loving each other like there's no tomorrow or yesterday. We pray, may there be peace on earth, ecology, ecstasy, evolution. Sap coursing through a mammal branch touches you, a trembling human leaf. Back through the tree of life, shedding false humanistic beliefs, you fall to your knees. In some still natural place, embrace the trees, feel ecology, pierce your heart. Oh yes, there's just one thing more. Extinction howls outside the door, and no matter what they say, it's a hell of a price to pay.
You do not believe it is real because you have been indoctrinated. Your base-level understandings of human instinct have been infiltrated and rewired. You have been assimilated. You have been assimilated. You have been assimilated. Fundamental understandings of your humanity have been stripped from you. You exist within a society of product-based resource mongering, and you have been taught to think that this way of life is harmless and acceptable. You are a living organism, meant to be sustained by the living organic land base you exist upon. You are not meant to live in large numbers. You are not meant to live inside concrete. You are not meant to struggle for financial gain. Your planet is at war. Machine culture is killing you.
In a wisp of smoke down on the corner, there was this cat named Fortunate Lee, talking at me from voices in his head, yelling about what storyteller said. You've got to be careful here, child. There's a beast in the promised land. There's madness you don't understand. The beast is crazed and running wild. Little boy, man, little girl, woman, no big deal. Nothing personal. Your mind is another meal. Savoring the rush of you like heady wine. Feeding is what the beast is meant to do. Stranger, those walls built to hide. Stranger to look and learn not to see. He's in the mask you put on your face. Thought is his favorite breeding place. In the race to midnight, it's after 11. The nature of the beast is all he knows. Behind doors of hell are gates of heaven. The doors are open, but the gates are closed.
The city you live in has destroyed the organic land base that you were meant to cohabitate. The plants and animals of this planet are under attack. You are an animal. You are an animal. You are under attack. The city you live in is killing you and all the people you love. The society you live within has created distractions of power and pleasure to disarm you. The machines are your enemy. You are being attacked by the machine of large-scale industrial progress. Your planet is at war.
Industrial slave. Industrial slave, capitalist and communist imperialist, smiling with false faces, beckoning us with their lies about progress, wanting us to enjoy the rape of Earth and our minds. industrial slave. Fork-tongued legalistic contract chains, turning our visions to technologic nightmares. National security war makers desecrating the natural world, and God still trying to get over what you've done to his boy. Industrial slave, material bound, law and order, religious salvation, individually alone, industrial slave. Without earth, there is no heaven. Streets of gold, angels' wings, eternal life. Corporate Reich nuclear regimes maximizing profit, eating identities, plundering natural allies as though earth is dead. Allowing religious right collection plate tributes to church and state. With Christ still hanging from the cross, echoing industrial war cries, warring against body and soul, attacking spirit, lying to enslave with an illusion about freedom. Without earth, there is no heaven. Earth and sky, universal power, life energies, creative flow, in which we are a pattern to keep balance, harmony, a gift, an appreciation to enjoy. Honor life. Without earth, there is no heaven.
It's all one big insane mistake being made here. Wage slaves must escape this lifeless cycle. Rage Master spews his meaningless promises, acidic lies blinding to the mind's eye, surrendering living to submission's get by. Look at yourself in dismal pretense, pretending freedom as though that's a defense. There was a crazy lady shouting from the sidelines, "There are no secrets here, only shames and disgraces." Pavlov's rats snicker at what you don't recognize. You only see what the mirror wants you to see. Craving upward mobility means someone's tied down. Weird bondage trips in straight-laced fashion. Business as usual keeps cracking its profit whip. In the marketplaces of products, you're the main product. Obedience pays, but it doesn't pay enough to break even. Not much of a trade getting ahead for losing your mind. There was a crazy lady shouting from the sidelines, "Babylon is doing again what it's always done before. Fronting its dark side with more new, pretty plastic. Telling you the ticket to heaven is do what they say. Don't look at their hands if you can't handle blood. Don't look at their heart if you can't stand the cold. Each lie you embrace means you blind yourself to a truth. Burdening yourself, picking up, carrying Babylon's deceit." paradox, living without vision, dying to see the light, while the sun's on fire, and we're part of the sun. It's like severing our relationship to power is the objective. Our use of our intelligence, see, and our coherency. So all this cloudy is created, this illusion, because really it is. Crazy or said, we live in the shadow of the real world, see, and we really, really do. Under the male dominator, creator theory, see, all spiritual value really is removed away from the earth. So the earth isn't your mother anymore. The earth is the dominion and property of this new God, and you are to subdue it. See, that's like Martians landing. It really is, see, because it's a completely different perceptional reality. Going from caring for the earth, all right, to dominating the earth. And incidentally, you know, as a part of this process, see, you, incidentally, you created a moral crime for being born. So therefore, you have to listen to the authority of this new male God, because you made a crime for being here. You see, before that was brought here, life was a gift. So when you were born, it was like an exchange of gifts, a gift to a gift. And even dying was like a gift, because it was, once again, it was an exchange of life, because we were part of a spiritual reality as physical beings. But anyway, this other thing, see, changed about there was something wrong with us for being born. See, and it's maybe a big thing, or see, to me, I think it's a major thing, because see, the first time that human being gets this, that they're guilty, right, for being born, it alters their perception of self. It alters them from seeing themselves from the reality of who they are, because they're picking up someone's illusion and they're viewing themselves through the illusion. And the way that that illusion seems to work, see, people don't learn from their guilt. They just make new guilts. See, so it, to me, in the end, it becomes a deal about irresponsibility. So even though all the words are being said, see, it's an irresponsible behavior. It's an irresponsible behavior because we are responsible for what we do. But when they condition us to feel guilty, and then we have to listen to their chain of command and be submissive to them, we are not taking responsibility. And we are not showing respect to our Creator, whoever it is, all right, for the gift of intelligence and life.
I frequently say we should put the Bible on the shelf for 20 years until we learn to read the scriptures of the natural world. Well, I would also say that maybe we should put Webster on the shelf for 20 years until we work out some new definitions. But our language doesn't give us the words that we need. We don't have the ethics in our ethical sciences. We don't have the adequate terms. The ethics doesn't recognize the word biocide, geocide.
Babylon, a civilized behavioral notoriety. The more evil the empire, the more paranoid the society. Building to the new world order, we're expected to carry the stone. Emperors and the feeding class, human beings being used up fast. keep on mining. Intelligence is the mother lode. Imagination as an energy source in this predator's way of dining. Defining how and what we think as we're led to the way to believe. Conditioned reaction we call thought. Our reality guides in how we perceive. Ways of being lost and alone. Who runs from their doubt and fear? In the mask of everything's normal. Who is not feeling or seeing too clear? Spirit leads all over our lives. Our lives become fuel for predator needs. Building to the new world order, we're expected to carry the stone. Emperors and the feeding clocks. Human being being used up fast. Beauties of Babylon, a civilized behavioral notoriety. The more evil the empire, the more paranoid the society. Thinking of always war. With machines for ancestors, new unborn generations, chemical umbilical cords are only wiring. In your electrical progress, human lives burnt offerings to the god greed. With lies for ancestors, there is no truth in some futures. Rulers of minds feeding next generation souls to the control machine. Sacrifice ritual. For the prop of technology. With isolation for ancestors. There's only the present, bought by the credit material users. Forging chains binding you to destruction. Compliments of your deities, the industrial priest.
You exist within a society of product-based resource mongering, and you have been taught to think that this way of life is harmless and acceptable. You are a living organism meant to be sustained by the living organic land base you exist upon. You are not meant to live in large numbers. You are not meant to live inside concrete. You are not meant to struggle for financial gain. Your planet is at war. Machine culture is killing you.